Earthquake prediction. Long-term prediction. Long-term earthquake prediction recognizes that earthquakes have recurred many times along existing faults and will probably occur in these same regions again. For example, in the United States, although some faults exist in plate interiors, as in the New Madrid earthquake zone, the most active faults lie along the west coast at plate boundaries. Long-term prediction tells us where earthquakes are likely to occur. This information is useful because it allows engineers to establish strict building codes in earthquake-prone regions. However, long-term prediction gives only a vague idea of when the next earthquake will strike. Near New Madrid, earthquakes have occurred separated by 400, 300, and 200 years. The last one struck in 1811. Based on an average 300-year interval, one might expect a quake in the year 2100, but such an analysis could be in error by hundreds of years. Short-term prediction. Short-term predictions are forecasts that an earthquake may occur at a specific place and time. Short-term prediction depends on signals that immediately precede an earthquake. Foreshocks are small earthquakes that precede a large quake by a few seconds to a few weeks. The cause of foreshocks can be explained by a simple analogy. If you try to break a stick by bending it slowly, you may hear a few small cracking sounds just before the final snap. If foreshocks consistently preceded major earthquakes, they would be a reliable tool for short-term prediction. However, foreshocks preceded only about half of a group of recent major earthquakes selected for study. In addition, some swarms of small shocks thought to be foreshocks were not followed by a large quake. Another approach to short-term earthquake prediction is to measure changes in the land surface near an active fault zone. Seismologists monitor unusual earth movements with tilt meters and laser surveying instruments because distortions of the crust may precede a major earthquake. This method has successfully predicted some earthquakes, but in other instances, predicted quakes did not occur or quakes occurred that had not been predicted. Other types of signals can be used in short-term prediction. When rock is deformed prior to an earthquake, microscopic cracks may develop as the rock approaches its rupture point. In some cases, the cracks release radon gas previously trapped in rocks and minerals. The cracks may fill with water and cause the water levels in wells to fluctuate. Air-filled cracks do not conduct electricity as well as solid rock, so the electrical conductivity of rock decreases as microscopic cracks form. In January 1975, Chinese geophysicists recorded swarms of foreshocks and unusual bulges near the city of Haicheng, which had a previous history of earthquakes. When the foreshocks became intense on February 1st, authorities evacuated portions of the city. The evacuation was completed on the morning of February 4th, and in the early evening of the same day, an earthquake destroyed houses, apartments, and factories, but caused few deaths. After that success, geologists hoped that a new era of earthquake prediction had begun. But a year later, Chinese scientists failed to predict an earthquake in the adjacent city of Tangshan. This major quake was not preceded by foreshocks, so no warning was given and 240,000 people died. Over the past few decades, short-term prediction has not been reliable. Although some geologists continue to search for reliable indicators for short-term earthquake prediction, many other geologists believe that this goal will remain elusive. While geologists cannot reliably predict an earthquake hours, days, or weeks before the event, it is possible to predict Earth movement a few seconds before buildings begin to shake and topple. This prediction is based on two principles. If a ring of seismographs is built around the outside perimeter of a city, the seismographs would detect most earthquakes before they reach the city. A warning could then be transmitted to the city electronically, because electronic signals travel faster than earthquake waves. Second, P waves travel faster than either S waves or surface waves. However, P waves are less destructive than the other two types. Therefore, when seismographs detect the P waves, they can be programmed to issue an automated warning a few seconds before the more destructive waves arrive. Combining these two approaches, Japanese scientists were able to broadcast accurate warnings 16 seconds before an August 25, 2005 magnitude 7.2 earthquake in Sendai, Japan. 16 seconds may not sound like much, but the warning signals, in theory, could trigger computerized control systems to shut off gas mains, high-tension electric transmission lines, sensitive equipment in chemical factories and refineries, and mass transit systems. In addition, controllers could abort airplane landings, alert physicians performing surgery, and trigger emergency signals that could alert motorists on freeways. All of these procedures could save lives and material damage. Unfortunately, in the Sendai, Japan earthquake, while the warning system functioned flawlessly so that city planners knew that an earthquake was imminent, the computerized controls and public warning systems were not adequately in place, so there was little response to the warning. City planners continued to improve the system.